Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Honduran lawmakers have now voted to move their embassy to Jerusalem. The United States has set the example, and other nations are following this example to move their embassy to the capital of Israel, Jerusalem. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Matt, this is another nation that has decided to follow the example of the United States of America. We knew that this would happen. Other nations wanted to do the right thing. Now, what we're seeing is those nations following the same example. The United States, in May, on the 70th anniversary of the founding of the modern state of Israel, will open the embassy in Jerusalem, moving the embassy from Tel Aviv to the capital of Israel, Jerusalem. This is historic. It's not only historic in terms of acknowledging by our policy that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel, but also taking that step on the 70th anniversary of the founding of the modern state of Israel. You can't really create a story more perfect than this. And as a result, other nations are following suit.
Yeah, Israeli Foreign Minister spokesman Emmanuel Nashon, he hailed the vote in a tweet right after this occurred recently. And Benjamin Netanyahu was scheduled to speak, I believe he already has, with the Honduran President Juan Orlando Hernandez. The tweet said this: Israel congratulates the National Congress of Honduras for passing with an overwhelming majority a resolution in favor of opening an embassy in Jerusalem. A conversation between Israeli PM Netanyahu and the president of Honduras is due to take place soon. So hopefully the president will follow suit and just go ahead and sign this measure.
Yeah, this was passed by the lawmakers overwhelmingly, and now it goes to the executive branch. And when the executive branch approves it, then this will actually happen. They'll move the embassy to Jerusalem.
And how many is that now?
This is at least the second one that I know of. Guatemala has already indicated that it will open its new embassy in Jerusalem just 2 days after the United States does in mid-May. And the United States is going to open its embassy on the day of the anniversary, May 14, 2018.
That's exciting.
Modern state of Israel was declared in the Declaration of Independence there May 14, 1948, 2 days later, Guatemala is going to open its embassy
as well.
That's
so exciting. You know, in Psalm 135, God talks about Israel as his priceless possession, his treasure, and he talks about no other country like that. So it's so important that we as Christians stand in alliance with Israel. And that's why Liberty Counsel, we have Covenant Journey and Christians in Defense of Israel. And we've produced Why Israel Matters, that 13-episode series, and talking about doing another one as well. And you will be there, Matt, won't you, for the 70th anniversary?
Yeah, we'll be
exciting.
There in Israel. And we actually have a Covenant Journey group of students that will
that's
be there
be
in
life-changing.
Israel.
Yeah.
This is historic. 70 mm-hmm. years. 70 years. Yes. You know, 70 in the Bible is very significant.
Mm-hmm.
It's prophetic. It is historical. And now you've got 70 years after the founding of the modern state of Israel. Here is the anniversary of that. It's amazing that Israel has not only survived because through the years, 1948, 1967,
thrived. Yeah.
those two major events is when multiple nations from around Israel, surrounding all sides, came against Israel to destroy it.
Right, and that's, you know, where our Savior was born and from where he will come back as well. So it's so exciting to see that, you know, President Trump has made an example and the others are following his lead in this historic time.
Yeah, it's amazing. So, Matt, you know, it would be one thing to open this on the 65th anniversary,
mm-hmm.
the 62nd
yeah.
anniversary,
right.
but on the 70th anniversary? I mean, you can't get any more biblical than that and significant.
Mm-hmm.
70 years, and here's the embassy opening in Israel.
Yeah, there's tremendous significance throughout the Bible of the number seven.
Perfection.
And
yeah.
70. It's the number of perfection. Mm-hmm. So you're right. It is not lost on us or anyone else that on the 70th anniversary, this will all take place.
You know, in 1948, May 14, 1948, the British mandate expired. And this was on a Friday going into Shabbat on Saturday. And what that meant was Britain, Great Britain, which controlled that area after conquering the Ottoman Empire, took control of that area. It was one of the many places around the world that Britain controlled. And on that day, May 14, back then in 1948, their mandate expired. They wanted to create a place for the Jewish people and for the people that we now call the Palestinians, some of the local Arab people. Israel said yes, they wanted that. The Palestinians said no, we don't want anything to do with that. If the Jews have any place in Israel, called Palestine at the time, because of the Roman Empire renaming it to insult the Jews, if there's any Jews anywhere that have any land, they don't want anything to do with it. Israel said yes, we're fine, let's go forward. And when the mandate expired, Great Britain pulled all of its troops out, meaning that there would be the opportunity for all the surrounding nations to literally destroy the Jews and end any opportunity for the Jewish state and the founding of Israel. So on that day, what happened was Israel declared its Declaration of Independence because Egypt in the south and Jordan on the east and all the different surrounding areas, about five or six different nations and the Arab League came against Israel. There's no way in the world, humanly speaking, they could have won that fight. They didn't have a military. It was like the United States. We didn't have an army. We didn't have a navy. We didn't have an air force. And it was just people who took up arms. That's the same thing that happened there. A small little group of people ultimately won. And Israel was born as a modern nation, May 14, 1948. It happened again
overcomes.
In 1967
yeah.
when
yeah.
the surrounding nations wanted to do the same thing. God preserved this land against all odds. It's just humanly impossible for Israel to have survived. Not only have they survived, but they have thrived.
And yeah, when you go there, you see, I mean, things that are growing next to each other that you know, technically shouldn't be growing next to each other.
Yeah, hot and cold vegetation,
right.
Side by side.
Yeah.
Whereas in the United States, it grows in one part of the country,
right.
But not in the other part of the country.
The technology.
Literally,
that
it grows
has
come side
out.
By side. And
yeah.
that has been there since at least the first century, because it's reported in Josephus, the historian, that he saw the same phenomenon in that area of Israel.
And it's delicious, by the way.
Ah, absolutely.
But yeah. the technology that's come out of there, you know, the USB device, we use this all the time, you know, in the robotics, all different kinds of technology they've created. It's amazing.
In 70 years,
yeah.
they are leading yeah. the world in technology mm-hmm. and other kinds of science that we benefit from every single day, our
right.
cell phone technology, our processors in the computer, and you'd name it. Voice over internet protocol. Anybody have that? VoIP. Most businesses and places have that now. Your phone is through the internet. That was invented.
Waze.
In Israel. Waze.
Yeah.
Which is your GPS guided system.
Disproportionate number of technological advances that are spearheaded by the Israelis. And, you know, they have even during, you mentioned the 1948 and the 1967, you even have Arabs saying how clearly God's hand was protecting this tiny nation.
No question. Well, with this historic announcement by the United States and this historic month of the 70th anniversary, the opening of the embassy on the actual date of the anniversary, and Guatemala opening the embassy 2 days later, and now Honduras close to actually making the final decision to open its embassy, pray for other nations to do the same thing, because this can be a tidal wave of international acknowledgement of what is historical, obvious, and biblical, that Jerusalem is and has been the capital of only one nation throughout history, and that is the nation of Israel. We're going to be there. We're privileged to be able to be there. We encourage you to get involved in learning more about Israel and standing with Israel. And Liberty Council, we have a number of ways for you to do that. Christians in Defense of Israel is our ministry, CIDI. You can go to CIDIsrael.org, CIDIsrael.org. And you can join us, by the way, in 2019 for a trip to Israel. About a year from now, we're going to be taking a group to Israel that is in addition to our college young people, and you can be a part of that. Go to cidisrael.org and learn more about how you can pray for and support our young people that we're taking to Israel. covenantjourney.org, that is covenantjourney.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.